mountains, and then just to be in the place where, of course, Barbara had stayed after the accident, and Princess Norina lived, and all that beautiful atmosphere, and the children saw Barbara's picture and all that. But again, I didn't know his divinity, but that unconscious drawing was there. So that whole year, lovely messages, by the way, and Mani, Baba had Mani wrote and said, Mira and I send a special out special love to Jane. Very lovely messages came, which I'm happy to say I treasured, but and kept. But I guess there's no way of escaping, if one is honest, of what happened to their former life. And I hope that I can sum that up. It's just simply that at the height of this spiritual experience, and I guess also coming to center, but before that, I've always been glad, David, that Baba let it happen before he came to me physically. Because it's simply, just simply put, I couldn't return to that life anymore. And that was that. Hadn't anything personally to do with Sonny, you know, nothing. I just couldn't, and that was it. And I told him that I'm never going to return. He thought I would change my mind, but I didn't. I said, I can never go back to it. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a different life. Fortunately, I had independent means. I wanted none of his houses, none of his money, nothing. I had little of my own. I took a house by the sea, General Frankie's home, at 67th Avenue. It was a beautiful house by the sea, but I have to tell you the truth. I pulled up the sheets and covers over my head. I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought, it's fine, you've broken with this, you know. But what it was during the winter is very depressing and cold. What's going to happen now? You say God's plan, but what's happening? Yes, that center's a lovely place, and those are wonderful people. But and they put books on my doorstep. I wouldn't read the books. I turn away. But two things Barbara used to sum up, to hold me. The picture of Barbara holding the lamb. My heart, my inner heart would say, oh, that's always the way I thought you would look. I would say that inside to my Christ, my little poor image, I say that I had of Jesus, of my Lord, whom I loved and whom I felt wanted forgiveness from. I say, I always thought you'd look like, no. And then I just, no, that can't be all this Eastern master and all this. It was anathema to me. But then I'd have to turn back again. The other thing he used to hold me, the lives of his two disciples. I had never experienced being loved for my, quote, self before, maybe for what I achieved or money, whether this or that, but never just for me. And I knew that they loved me because they showed it in action towards my children, towards being constant to me, this crazy person that's gone off and all of this, but just steadfast, come to the center, come to your pandus now, every evening you promised, loving. Their purity, their self-service, never thinking of themselves, only thinking of others. I thought, my God, what is this? I mean, I may feel threatened in my little Jesus Presbyterian Christianity, but I never saw people like this in my whole life. And my children felt it, and I would have to turn back like this. It went on like that. I do remember the peace and beauty of the center, and I remember Silence Day, of feeling the need to take off. It was here at that time, the wedding, putting this compulsion, I have to take it off. I took it off and put it on the table. Lots of things Baba was doing. Cleansing. And more mess. Then Baba's suffering is great. No, you can't come there. He might come there. Letters, all that, all the things that you know happen. And then the beautiful, beautiful letter and message came. And it said that Baba will come in May. And that's when, of course, we were able to write before that to say that we wished to be. And so, great preparations, you see, for his coming. And I don't know what I thought, if anything, maybe going partly to please Elizabeth. I don't know. Yes, because of the love they'd shown me. Partly the unconscious drawing, like in the letter I wrote, it wasn't hypocritical. It wasn't dishonest. And I said, my heart longs to know. And they tell me that you may be coming. Partly that, the spiritual unconscious drawing. All of those factors and things, whatever it was, he came. He came. And meanwhile, Elizabeth and I had restored a little happy house. And it's not exactly right in Kitty's book, but it doesn't matter because it was our home, not Elizabeth's. But she was very helpful. She took me to see it, said they're going to tear this down. don't you think you would like to buy it? It has high ceilings, and we could move it up, and we could make that. And we did, and we did it together, and it was so lovely. But it was our home, Jane Trio, that Baba gave us, and it was full of love. And Baba would send Messy, Happy House, and to Buffer Girl, the collie dog, and Puffy the cat, and all that. So we felt that love, and Baba established us in this precious little jewel that is now resting, thanks to Nisi, up at the center. You have seen it. So there we're at Happy House, and then the day comes. They said, don't come the first day. Don't come the first. No one's to come the first day. Baba said, Elizabeth told, all right, fine. So I told the children, and not, as you know from their stories, not a great deal. What could I tell? What did I know? I was covered with ignorance. I knew nothing, except this master. I'd seen my father's newspaper that these people loved. It was coming there, and we were going to be able to see them. Don't come the first day, all right? Meanwhile, it's time for the season to open. And the season is very difficult, as I told you. And by this time, I had left all that behind, so I had to have my own money, bond, a lot of money to be posted, and I had to get the stars done, and I had to get underway. So I was very, very, very busy. I said, oh, I can't come for the whole time. He said, you had to come for the whole time. I said, no, no. I can only come part of the time because I have to open. So, all right, I think she wrote Baba separately. I don't know about that. Then the time came and the telephone rang on May 19th, early morning. And the phone, they said, oh. No, I told him I didn't know what time I'd be through. No. No, no, I told him I didn't know what time it was.
Already paid him for time?
Yes. Yeah. No, no, he'll just have to go on.
We'll call
another
no, I did. I was very straightforward. He always waits for me. I said, no, I don't know what time it is. Not that I knew Dave was going to ask me all this. But anyway.
If he's there when she's ready to go.
Then fine. If not, then I have someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the phone rang, dear David, and, on May 19th morning. And Elizabeth said, first to this Elizabeth, yes, Elizabeth, and I was very cross. It's very early. Yes, what is it? So I'm very busy. I have to go to the bank this morning, range for the bond. Wait a minute, just a minute. I want to tell you something. Baba has sent for you. He wants to see you now. Oh, and I protested, I can't believe that I would do such a thing. I said, oh, you told me nobody's to come the first day, and I can't, and I have this and that, terrible things. She just waited. So wise, so loving, so patient. Jane, I want to tell you something. When Baba calls, that is the time to come. Something in her voice and Baba's grace got through to me. All right, Elizabeth. I went.
Hello.
Hello. Baba said the children were not to be taken from school yet. And Wendy only a year ago understood that. She would always say in her talks, Mummy didn't take us, but it was all right. I explained to her that Baba said they weren't to be taken out of school. And he gave them each one a special meeting. So I went. Baba's in the lagoon cabin. I entered. And I thought to myself, I've never seen anyone so beautiful as that. And I thought I would be nervous and afraid. I'm not. I feel very at ease. Baba just seated in the chair there, the lagoon. He beckoned to sit next to him. And I hadn't expected to say this. I heard myself saying, I was trying to meditate upon it this morning when I was thinking of Baba's suffering. I said, you look so well. They told me you've not been so well. And he, without looking at me, he looked past me out the lagoon cabin door. And he made a beautiful gesture. And his first words to me were, either Adi, whomever, said, first word.
Yes.
It's okay. He smiled and he
okay. Thanks.
No
problem. Baba's first expression to me, David, he said, no one no one understands my suffering. And there was a look of great suffering on his face. I didn't understand then, of course, but I remembered it. Then he saw me looking with great interest, looking, his beautiful feet, father's love. And he seemed so full of love, understanding, seemed to accept me as I was. He saw me looking, and he said, a beautiful gesture, he said, Jane, don't look at this form, and touched his hand. This is not Baba. And then in his usual way, when you're just so filled spiritually, there were many others, Elizabeth, how long does Jane stay? Called Elizabeth, come. How long does Jane, only part of, I see Baba. Of course, I stayed to the last possible moment. And then his beautiful way of making the humor come when you are so full spiritually, you're going to burst. I had thought all the way up in my sports car, I'm thinking, well, one thing I know, I don't know anything about this master and all that, but I hear the food's going to be very good because it's being catered by the driftwood. And I think, so after this beautiful exchange, then Baba turned quick to me and said, tell me, Jane, have you eaten? It was early morning. But I said, well, no. I said, you haven't? Good, have something nice to eat now. Go ahead. And he twinkled at me, and I knew in that instant that he knew what my thought was. So it was very sweet. And
food was a restaurant.
Yes, a wonderful, wonderful one, a friend of Elizabeth, Mrs. Houston, and all the food was brought there so beautifully. So I went down. I hadn't sat down on the seat. I hadn't gotten my derriere down on the seat when Kitty comes running madly, madly. Baba says he must come now. You're to sit next to him. He's decided to let the New York ones come. And that, again, would take a whole book, because watching them, some kneeling, some crying, some laughing, some just saying, hello, Baba, and all that was something.
And
the lagoon cabin. And I didn't, he asked Elizabeth, Baba said later, what was Jane thinking? And I don't know, Baba, but she didn't take her eyes from your face the entire time, which is true. I watched you, Baba, only, but I could see from the corner of my eye their reactions. But when he came to Beryl, instead of embracing Beryl Williams on one side only, he embraced this side and that, and he told me to sit next to him. So I was sitting next to him, this side.
On the floor?
No, on the sofa. This Baba said, sit on the sofa next to me. And the whole time he was there, by his grace, he always had me, each time, sit next to him, whether it was the barn, whether it's the lagoon cabin. And if I wasn't, then he would call and say, whomever said to tell Jane to come and be on my right side. That was at the barn. The lagoon cabin, I was on Baba's left. Anyway, when he embraced...
He wasn't in that chair in the lagoon.
Yes, yes. You're sitting in the chair. Here you are, Baba, the lagoon. And next there was the long sofa, like this. Not next, that's it. But he embraced Beryl on both sides. And when he did so, for the first time, he turned his glance upon me. I realized, of course, only in years to come, that prejudice against blacks, which was in my southern brain, we loved them, but we loved them as servants, was lifted, removed. Also that he plunged me into the work with the Happy Club and the others. Baba did a lot of things. The sweetest gift was to cement a strong love and sisterhood and friendship that was to last the rest of her life. But anyway, you can imagine, injustice in your own life. It's no different. Baba sits in the form. Baba comes to one inward. That there were many, many, many adventures and experiences on those days before the Day of Days. One tiny one I was thinking about this morning. Now, I mentioned it to little Nancy yesterday because we were talking about being covered with the world and all that. I told her, which I very rarely tell people, because I thought it might have meaning for her, that once on the second day, Baba called Anita and Margaret and Delia, and then he told me to come there and sit at his right side. And I was rather overdressed, you know, I didn't know people, and I was in theater, you know, and so I had sort of different hats and furs and different things. And I look back on it now, I can only laugh. But Baba didn't laugh, and he always would say, look, very pretty, very nice. But anyway, Anita had been thinking, perhaps, what is she doing here? Or the strange, I don't know what she's thinking, but it was kind of naughty. And I could tell, you know how you can tell what people think. And I was conscious of it, but by Baba's grace, he stills the mind in his presence. So I didn't sit there, you know, why is she thinking that? I just thought, oh, sorry, I want to be next to Baba. But he turned like lightning, quick like this, turned to Anita. Baba said, tell me, what do you think of Jane? And she looked very startled, and then she sort of recovered, and she said, oh, Baba, oh, well, Baba, very beautiful, very young and beautiful, Baba. And Baba looked very serious, and he shook his head, and he said, no, no, not beautiful here, beautiful here. And then he glanced at me. And while I didn't yet know his divinity, and there's a vast chasm of difference of seeing that compassion, that love, that beauty, that peace, and knowing his divinity. I didn't yet know it, but when I staggered out of that cabin, I could only think, why did you say that to me? Beautiful in heart, look at me. I know what I've come to you with. Covered with the world. Look, why, how can you say that? I was telling Nancy, it was almost 18 years. It's now 25 and a half years since our 26, since Baba came to us spiritually. Since all this happened, it took me almost 18 to realize that he wasn't trying to make me feel good. He wasn't just throwing up some goal. He wasn't being phony about it. He meant it. That all he could see when he looks at us is God. He's so godlike, so pure, that he knows that false self, but he doesn't care about it. He didn't mind. He didn't judge me, reject me, or punish me. He just said, beautiful in heart. Took me a long time to believe it. Anyway, that was just one of the beautiful gifts, and then the day came of May 22nd morning. I had gone to bed drained, as you know, how it is when you're with Baba. It's the same here at Mary's Heart. You're filled, your cup is filled, and you've such deep experiences that you think you've been running the marathon, you know. You're exhausted, you come back drained, you fall on the bed. The same, I was so drained, and I was always a night person, up all night, sleep in the morning. That was my life in the theater. No, no, I went to bed so early, I was so drained. And of course, each one of my children, they had such experience. They went into Baba's arms like homing pigeons, and I looked at it, and I wondered at it. I pondered. I was stunned at it. Stunned at it. Seeing Wendy at the theater, Baba wanted to meet her there, and they showed the film at my theater. I never forget. We had twin dresses, and Baba came in. That, I get ahead of my story, because that was the 22nd. Yes. Anyway, that morning, all those beautiful things had happened, but then that morning, on 22nd, I'd gone to bed so early, and I never slept like that in my whole life. I never slept like a baby, just like a baby. Like a baby sleeps. And suddenly, at dawn, out the window of Happy House, I saw the dawn coming there, just coming up like this. It was so beautiful. And I began to weep and couldn't stop. And it hurt a lot. You know, it was very painful. It felt just like the insides in my whole guts and just everything spilling out. It just plain hurt. I said, what is this? What? And I couldn't stop racking sobs like this, at the same time feeling very happy. But that same bliss in that prior strange experience that I didn't understand that had happened to me. Both at the same time. Charles heard me, always sensitive. Comes padding in his little pajamas. They were 6'8". Just 6, just 8, and just 10. Mummy, mummy, what is it? I'm really all right, Charles. I told him. I said, but you're, I said, no, I'm so happy. But I must go to the center. Not I have to see Mayor Baba. No, no, I want to go to the center. Why don't, ah, I said to him. He said, why don't you go? But I said, what will you do? How will you all get to school? I usually would drive. But no, no, we'll take a bus. We'll walk, Mother. It's important that you go now. You'll really be all right? Yes, you must go now. I've never felt such bliss, even during that prior experience, such happiness. But I didn't know why I was going. I don't know to this day how I got in because it was locked, but I did get in somehow. And then I went and stood under the tree near the lagoon cabin because usually Elizabeth, my precious Elizabeth, she, Baba caught her, my spiritual twin. He said, I as Elizabeth's spiritual twin, later Baba told me. And she'd been acting with such love and waiting to see what would happen with me, you know, but saying nothing. And she would usually bring Baba there. So I stood under the tree, but nobody came. A little while they came and they said, somebody, go to the barn. Everybody's to go to the barn. Baba's coming to the barn first thing. I ran fast as I could. Got to my car because I thought I'd be the first there. I go in the car, the barn, and sat in the back where I had, oh, you precious angel, where I had always sat. See, I didn't know these people. And I felt a little strange. So I sat in the back, but I sat on the edge, what we call the aisle seat. Baba came, draw up the story. He came, the dancers carrying him so gracefully. Just as he got to my chair, to my amazement, Baba, like this, make the gesture, put the chair down. There was no interpreter, no disciple, nobody with Baba, alone. And suddenly, as though no one was there, like walls disappeared, no people, no, just Baba, and his face was close, like this, leaned down, and he didn't do anything except put his hands like this under his beautiful face, like this, put his head to one side, gesture like this. And I knew he was saying, did you sleep well, Jay? I said, yes, because I had, and shook my head because of the waking crying. It's all right. He went off. Nothing. So I didn't ponder it. He stilled my mind. I wish it could be still as it was in his presence. I didn't say, what, how did he know? What? Nothing. My mind was still. But I thought, that's strange, you know? So then, I didn't understand one single word that was said. I listened attentively. Baba's beautiful, I think you remember in 58, he gave and gave and gave. The split ego, all of that. God alone is real. So much, Baba said, I'm giving you more than I've ever given, gave and gave. I couldn't understand, but I listened. But at the last, I heard one sentence. Adi's voice saying, only in deep, soundless sleep does the soul return to God. And so it will be at the end of your journey. Only you'll be aware of it and conscious of it. You will see me, the beloved. Only deep, and Baba turned a little, just a little teeny, yes, a little glimpse at me, little glance. I thought, I don't know, but there's something there for me. I don't know what. And then this beautiful, beautiful song that they had. Baba came back, and again, to my surprise, just as he reached my chair, he gestured the dancers to put it down. And this time, his face was closer, because he was going out of the barn. It was this close. And he just again the same gesture. Did you sleep well, Jane? Only this time,
this is not the same day.
The same, just at the end of the discourse. At the end of the session, at the barn, just 2 hours later. And the same gesture, did you sleep well? Only this time, Baba, just all I can say is use his words. He lifted the veil. It just as though he'd just taken like this and lifted there something in Baba's eye, you know, lifted that veil. And I looked into his eyes and Baba showed me my Jesus, my Christ, that I'd always loved or wanted to love, was so clear, and he was so young, and was so unmistakable. And I could only cry out. I didn't speak, but I cried out from my heart, but it's you. And he said with the inner voice to me, yes, Jane, it is I. It is I. And he went away. May 22nd morning. And that was that. And I didn't know his humanity. I only knew his real divinity. And that sounds like a strange statement, but it's a truthful statement. And I was very blessed too, because twice at his center in Myrtle Beach, he gave me that glimpse of his divinity, and once in India in 62. And it was shattering, And it was a miracle, and yet it was so simple. And every feature is engraven on my consciousness, never to be forgotten. So then you mentioned that you were interested in that afternoon of that day, May 22nd. I was quite startled. And Kitty came running and she said, Baba wants to have the film, the 56th film, his tour. You will love it. It's very beautiful. And he wants to have it in your theater. And I was dismayed. I thought the seats aren't all bolted down. It's not beautiful yet. Oh, Baba, because I just found out who he is, you see. And so I said, oh, what am I going to... But if Baba wants it, it'll be all right. Oh, I said, I'm so glad. And the dancers were so kind, Margaret's dancers. They went on ahead and they made things lovely and all that. So I don't know if you knew that Baba had been to my theater.
I had heard that.
You'd heard that.
But, you know, Tom mentioned it just as he went to see the film.
Yes. In my sweet, our sweet friend Charles Purdom's book, I think he mentions it. It's the beautiful brick building that, of course, is still there. It's been blessed by Baba's presence. Just as you pass the Dunes Club, going up north, you know, you go out of Myrtle Beach, and it's on the left. The Dunes Club's on the right, and then that's on the left. Well, anyway, Charles and John had had their meetings, and they're very beautiful. They can tell their own story. And John was almost killed by a car on his bike only a few weeks previous, and he had 120 stitches in his head. And Baba called each one of them separately. And when he called my John, he turned to me, placed his exquisite divine hand across the whole scar, across the skull, this way, his beautiful right hand. And he turned to me and gestured, don't worry, Baba said. I'll see. It'll be all right. I thought he meant finished. No. Baba could see ahead the terrible things, the Meunier's disease, the seizures, all the things that would happen. Baba, as you know, he cannot alter. It's not good for our spiritual growth, but he mitigates our suffering. He has kept him working, kept him in his profession, just kept mitigating is all I can say, the suffering. But anyway, that's his story. And then Charles, as I say, recognizing Baba. So
when
this, then, beg pardon?
When was
yes, each day is very interesting. On the 19th afternoon, John Haynes called. 20th? Afternoon, after school, Baba said, keep them in school. That's not true. 20th, John Haynes. 21st, Charles Haynes. 22nd, of which I'm now going to mention, Wendy. And Baba said she was to be at my theater. And now she works, you know, with the retarded children in improvisational drama. How Baba planted that seed is so beautiful. And I used to try to discourage it because I didn't want her to go through all the pain I went through. And I used to pray to Baba Sheila in my heart. I said, Baba, like a litany, I would never ask him, you know, or write or ask. But I'd say, Baba, if it has to be, please let it be for you. And he did do that. He's let it be for his service, not for the world and not for the greed and the all the stuff that is there now, but for the children, for Baba. And that's his answer to my prayer. Anyway, we had on little twin purple orchid cotton dresses. And Baba's joke, again, Sheila, I thought, the money, you know, right? You see, I no longer have millions. I only had just what I had from my theater. So I kept thinking, now, if I'm going to be here all the time, Baba said to me right away, don't think of the theater while you're here, Jane. Think only of me. I will see to it. Of course, his words are deeds. So because he said that, it made it possible. So I did. But every now and then, you know, come in. How about those airbase people? I wonder if they'll come up with their membership, you know, and then I dismiss the thought. Wouldn't you believe it? When I went to that theater to see the dancers and made everything ready, and I'm waiting, you know, could hardly breathe, just learned Baba's divinity, right? And I'm drunk with love, and I'm just like this, and I'm going like this. And so Elizabeth said, you are in no condition to go get Wendy. You'd have a wreck. You'll have a wreck. I'll go. I'll get Wendy. So she fetched Wendy. Here comes Wendy, and there's the setting, right? Who do you think comes in? The head of the whole airbase, the general's wife and the colonel, with all this money in their hands, and they come to it. To get this many patrons, the season, it was about the whole season, and they're pushing these. Just at that split second, I look, and here comes Baba. In the door, they're bringing back. I beg them, you know, I say, please get out, leave, please, go, leave, get out of here. how about this joke, you see? And I pushed them aside. I knocked the thing down. Even the things, the tickets and things went on the floor. And I go running, grab Wendy's hand so that we're standing in place. And Papa comes. And then the first thing, you know how sweet he is. He saw the twins. And he said, oh, Papa, very nice. You're dressed alike. I like that. And then Wendy, right, just straight into his arms, just enfolded like a little bird, a little homing pigeon. Baba kissed both cheeks, and he said to me, look how sweet. And he always called Wendy his gazelle. Baba called Wendy his gazelle, and she was leaping about like a gazelle. She was so happy, you know, and it was so sweet. Then we went in and saw the beautiful fin. Baba would point out certain things, and then Wendy tried to get up close and sit right next to here. And I was just here, and I thought, oh, she's being bold, forward. She shouldn't do that. And you know, the mother, how is it? So I caught Wendy like this, not to sit. Baba, like lightning quick, turns around and he said, leave her be. Come sit here, Baba. And he brought her right next to him, you see, and Charles and John here, so sweet. Baba always say just one word, very sweet of him, and he's also given Diana his love in subsequent years. But at that time, he said, Jane Trio, like one word, Jane Trio. And it's so precious. So we saw the beautiful film, and of course, every day passed with just, as you can imagine, with just the fullness of his grace. With one experience, one gift on the other, you think, Baba gives with both hands, think, how can he give any more gifts? How is it possible to give any more gifts? And yet, doing all that, you know, I must confess that what I think that would really be the last incident I would wish to tell you kept you much too long. But it's hard not to tell it right, you know, when it's your whole life. Anyway, Baba said, I say to myself, but I have nothing to give. You have given everything, new life, lifted me up from the darkness of despair, transformed my life, put your hand of grace on me and my children. I have nothing, nothing, nothing to give. I have brought you nothing. That's all I could say to myself, and maybe it's not right that I did, but that's what I felt. And then it came to me in my room at Happy House at night. I thought, wait a minute. Maybe there's something I can give. And I remembered the Jesus book. It had been Norina's, her name is in it. And my sweet Elizabeth, when I was fighting with her, how can somebody who doesn't even pray tell you to love God? I would say things like that. And the first day in the barn, they called for the prayer. They didn't have it. Do you believe that? The prayer of repentance, nobody had it. Then we'll say it by heart. Nobody knew it by heart. Baba looked so disappointed. Kitty, go and get it, and we'll wait till she comes back. When she came back, I was way in the back. First day, Jane, Eric spoke, Jane, come. And there Baba says, you're to read his prayer. And Baba looked at him. Has known every, as you well know, but I mean, I'm only telling my story. Every thought, every question, every fear, every joy since the beginning of time, does he know? But that confirmation, the sweetness of that, you see that? Because I'd always said that to her. No, doesn't even teach it. All this ignorance, you see. Total, total ignorance that until Baba lifts the veil, right? So anyway, she gave me Norina's Jesus book. She said, you love Jesus, you love Christ, so she said, now I want you to have this because you will love it. And there was one particular one there. I love them all, how Thomas saw him, how John saw him, how James saw him. I just fell in love with it, and I'd read it over and over. But there was one, later Baba's words in Mani's letter, a piece that echoed your heart. There was one that touched me especially, and that was of the Magdalene. I couldn't help but weep every time that I read it. It was so very beautiful. And let's face it, you know, even we ordinary human beings can identify with God's great lovers, because I too had been of the world, right? I too had come to him covered like that. So I say to myself, wait a minute, you have something to give. I called up Elizabeth, poor darling. She hadn't had her tea or coffee, half asleep. So where's that book? I said, I returned it to you. Jesus book, no reason. Oh, yes. Not, yes, yes. I said, because I want have it. I must have it. I've got to have it today. So, how Baba works. He had her misunderstand me purposely. I got there, and she says to me in the car, she said, everything, she's, of course, naturally very happy that Baba had lifted this veil, right? She's very happy for all of us, and because she was our family. And she said, it's all arranged. It's all arranged. I've seen to it. And you will read that piece that you like so much in the barn. I was so furious, and I was so unkind, and I was so ugly. How can you know me so little? I didn't mean that. I don't want any such thing as that. Why would you do such? While we're doing that, you've already guessed. Right in the middle of it. Just like that. Jane! Elizabeth! So we run, like you always do. Run, lagoon cabin. Baba's in the lagoon cabin. It's early morning. Ran in, called us together. Now, tears started to stream down Elizabeth's face because of my ugliness, because I'd been so rude, and that she misunderstood me. And Baba waited till the storm subsided a little bit, and then he said, now, all right, he said to Elizabeth. Elizabeth loves Jane very much. Spiritual twin. Loves Jane very much. But Elizabeth loves Baba far more, much more. Now stop the tear. I, in my ignorance, jump up to go in front of him. Elizabeth said, Baba always had me next to him. Cross across him to go. It's my fault. Baba, please forgive me. I wasn't clear this morning. She'd be, Baba, this fantastically steel arm comes out like this. This strong thing. Sit. Never forget the expression on his face and how like steel, all this broken body and stuff, steel he was. Sit. Back. Sit. Still. I sat. Then he said, Elizabeth, where is the book Jane loves so much? At home, Baba, you Pandoons. Go and get it. Go and fetch it. Jane will read for Baba. And all the sweet little, like lollipops to little Armand, to the child, all the sweet little things. I was thinking, you know, the one thing, my one prayer, my one thing, and he's answered it. And I just staggered, really, like the other time, out the lagoon door. And I thought, oh, but I look so untidy in my hair, everything. Now I'm going to read for Baba. Erich, who followed me out, Baba said, tell you, Jane, you have such and such a minute, what, 15 or 20, whatever, to go and refresh yourself, if you like. Just letting me know that he knew every thought. I went over to the log cabin, and of course, then they came and said, Elizabeth is coming. And of course, only Baba could have known that, because the car hadn't even appeared. And it was coming down the driveway. So anyway, Baba let me give my only gift that I had. And I finished it. During the middle, though,
it was a prayer.
It was... It's an account of the Magdalene upon meeting the Lord. And it's very beautiful. But in the middle, before the middle, Baba's hands both were moving so swiftly and quickly like this. And I, again, in my ignorance, I thought, oh, I'm not doing it well. Oh, because look, Baba's hands, the moment the thought came, his hands stopped. And he was just like in the piece by Gibran. Or Gibran, however you say it, as still as the statues in Antioch. And his eyes never left mine, never left my face. And later Elizabeth explained, oh, didn't you know Baba's doing his spiritual work on the plains when he's doing that? She said, I don't know what you've upset by making Baba stop his hands that way. Anyway, he let me finish and watched me this way. The last line, and I know not, it's after the meeting, you see, and his eyes smote me, the beauty he walked as no man has walked, and all that's so beautiful. The last line, and I know not, I only know that on that day, I became a woman. I became Miriam of Michdel.
Michelle?
Of Michdel. That is where Mary Magdalene is from, Michdel. And finishing it, the beloved was silent for quite a time. I believe it's the only time I was ever alone with him. And then he said, now come. And I came. For, yes, yes, that is true, for the reading. But not when Baba said this. Yes. He called me to him, and then he embraced me, and then sort of pushed me forward a little this, looked at me. And then he said, Jane, the way that you've done this, or given this to Baba, touches my heart very much. For you see, I was Jesus. I was Jesus Christ. And now go. And many other lovely adventures. And the last day, I just remember being at the top of the hill, and they were playing some tape. It's in the movie you've seen about the Buddha, that how a rudd had brought, and Baba didn't seem to be listening to it. And he was working like this very much with his hands and seemed to have left us. Very beautiful. But anyway, oh, you precious. All I could think, David, was, I have to be honest, Baba says, be honest. I thought, yes, I know who you are because you've shown me. I've experienced it. I know who you are. You're the Christ. But now you're going to go away. And everything's going to be just like it was before. Very childish, yes. And no, outside of the caretaker's cabin. Mm-hmm. Just outside the caretaker's cabin. And while that tape was going on, I couldn't help the thought. It came. And it'll be just like it was before, because now you're going away. The tape finished. Baba had not even closed the door of the lagoon cabin when again I heard Eric's voice, Jane. Baba clapped and called me. I ran down the hill. I went in and he said, come here. Yes, Baba. I want to tell you something. Do not be nervous. Do not be afraid. For I will be with you always, physically. Now go. So Lava's last words to me at the airport, he let me come at dawn to his house and help Ruthie. I rode on Ruthie's coattails and let me go in the second car. Then Ruthie White, dear Ruth, and she lived to be 100, you know. And Baba, she was older and he would need Kitty and Elizabeth with him, so he let me help Ruthie. So I got to come to his house at dawn, and then we're in the second car, and no one's to embrace him, but he embraced Elizabeth at the airport. And I was just telling Mira the other morning, I had a little private moment. Now, I don't know why it came out, but I said, I guess because of her purity and how Baba gives us that example of purity. But anyway, the last words to the Westerners in the airport in 58, I was, again, just directly there, the line of it. I saw Baba's gesture so clearly. He said, I am so pure. I am so pure. I'm very shy to enter in, touch the heart, where there's any impurity. Then he went out, lingered on the outside of the door. Oh, he did turn and say, precious Baba, isn't it wonderful? Saw our tears. Isn't it wonderful? I'm not going. Because I'm not. I'm not going. I'm really staying here at my home. And it's so sweet. Then I lingered outside. The rest left. And I was rewarded. Because after Baba had gone in, he came back out to the door. Put half his body from the waist up out the doorway. Again, he was my young Christ, Baba, just a little hand lifted in farewell. And then he went and left everyone so filled with joy. It was a very, very full time.
Was that the time that Charles was riding in the car with Baba?
Going to the theater.
That was to the
theater. Yes, going to the theater. Baba called him and said to Kitty, tell Charles to come here. He's to ride with me. He rode in the front seat. And on the way, Kitty, who loved, I'm happy to say, who loved us and had met Sonny, knew he was a fine man, the children's father, and she punched Baba on the shoulder. I have it from Kitty and Charles. I was not present. And said, Baba, I must ask you something. She's very concerned. She said, what about Charles, the children's father?